Hey y'all, it's Yaiza Lifestyle Brand. If you blinked, you might have missed it. If you're listening to this, congratulations. You made it to New Year's Eve. And I want to say to stop overthinking stuff. Think about it. We had an entire year, January, it's almost here again, where you had some resolutions, some plans to live your best life. You were going to like lose weight. You were going to travel, save money, get out of debt, you know, whatever you had said. And it's sometimes cliche, you know, and it's like, why do we keep having to have the same goals? I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have goals, but if you have not mastered the goal yet, then it may be time to think about the way you think about stuff. So I want to just introduce this whole new phenomenon to stop overthinking stuff. Because when you're overthinking stuff, you're like putting more on yourself than is required. To overthink something is to think about something too much or for too long. And you have to be able to make a decision. Now, when you're making a decision, you have to, you know, weigh the pros and cons, done the research, you know, and things in that way where you're able to have some wisdom. You're not just making big decisions and not thinking about the consequences. But if you know that you want to lose weight, that's something that you ain't got to think about. You know, it's like about the decisions on your daily decisions. What are you doing every single day? What are your habits? Are you snoozing? Are you staying up too late? Are you going to social media? Are you going to this podcast, you know, LOL, first, before you even start the main thing? The main thing should be thanking God and saying, thank you, God, for waking me up today. Going before Him, asking Him for His, you know, His presence and inviting Him into that presence, and also to ask Him for strategy. Because if you haven't done it by now, what's going to change? Okay, I got a little tongue-tied right there because I got a little passionate about that. But when you're overthinking stuff, I'm not saying you, but maybe someone else is overthinking something, then it's going to cause more problems like anxiety, depression. So that all the overthinking stuff is all stemmed in fear. And fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. So what are you afraid of? Just think about that. What are you afraid of? But I'm going to give you some strategies on how to stop overthinking, because those things, not just losing weight and saving money, I mean, but those are the most common areas. As a person that's a lifestyle influencer, I understand that, you know, most people come to me with those same things. Like, I need more energy. I need to lose weight. I need to save money. It's like yada, yada, yada. The violins are playing. But it's like, it's not that hard. And I'm not saying it's simple or it's easy, but it's just not that hard. You got to know when you're stuck. Because if you've been stuck at that brick wall and the wall is not moving nowhere, have you thought about a way to get around that wall? Maybe that wall is just tall because you're just looking at the wall. But look to the left, look to the right. Can you go around that wall? So your approach, you need to change your approach. And personally, my approach, I struggled with weight loss after my second kid. And I had like back-to-back babies. You know, they're 15 months apart. And on my first baby, I had that snap back, you know. But on my second, because I had so much on my plate, not only was I a new mom having another baby, I was also a new wife and also new to more responsibility of more debt. And I was also a PhD student and a professor. So I had a lot going on. And it's like, I didn't have no way to like trim down anything. And if I can look back, I would have made more boundaries because I didn't really have a safe space, like my home. But I feel like the church that I belong to, they kind of just didn't have that boundary where everything was kind of like crisis. And so when it was a crisis, you kind of got drawn in the crisis too. And I'm not saying that I was not about my father's business. It was just like that at that moment, you know, my livelihood was at stake. And I didn't even realize that it was at stake until I no longer was able to have that life anymore. And it, little by little, you know, it was each time I allowed something in that was not the priority. And not thinking like, I didn't think I was like superwoman, but just when someone comes to you, you want to, you know, troubleshoot, you want to kind of problem manage. And yet it was easy to do, but over time it takes a toll, and it just took away time from the main things. And that's not blaming on the church. that's too, it's two-ended, I guess, because I feel like if someone knows you're doing something very important, they should not come to you unless it's super important, unless you have to really focus on it. Also, being newly married, I feel like my spouse at the time, you know, was understanding, but I didn't understand as it wasn't meant to be a wife. You know, like, you know, I felt like there was kind of like that, not from him, but other people, like, you know, either go hard, you could do it, or, you know, you might need to take some time off. So we were new, we were green, we didn't understand. You live and you learn. But think about also, keep the focus on problem solving, not on the problem. So you got a problem, how are you going to solve it? So if I know I need to lose weight, I'm not going to keep focusing on the problem that I need to lose weight. I'm going to say, okay, what are some things I can do? Intake more water. Also, stop having sugary drinks. Eat in more, like meal prep. Stop eating out so much. You know, so focus on problem solving, because that's going to be, you know, that's going to take you to the next level. A lot of times when we focus on the problem, it's like we see the problem and we're like a deer in headlights. We're like frozen because it's intimidating. It's overwhelming. And I could be the first to say, when I was at a more unhealthier weight or size or just even a mindset, I wanted a quick fix. And so you got to give yourself time and you got to have daily habits. And so it may seem like, you know, I want this quick fix. You know, I want to just have liposurgery. There's no shaming here, but you got to think about discipline, because discipline doesn't just affect your food and your diet, like your body. It affects everything. Like when you're not going to bed on time, you're not getting sleep, you're probably going to have brain fog the next day. If you're drinking a lot of sugary drinks with lots of caffeine, you're probably crashing. You're probably not getting the most of the energy that you need to have to endure, to go the long run. Maybe in the short run, you got all this energy, you're cranked up. But when you crash, it's like you are cranky. You are Aretha Franklin before she got that Snicker bar. So you want to make sure that you're focusing on problem solving, where it's long term, where it's discipline. You also want to challenge your thoughts. No stinking thinking. So you got to think about what you are intaking. Like, what are you listening to? What are you watching? If you are on Instagram and scrolling and you see all these, you know, fitness babes and you're like, wow, look at them, that's not going to get it. Now, some people get motivated by that, you know, but some people don't. You have to think about you being your best and you being able to not go back to when you was in high school and like, oh, I was just so in shape then. Because most times when you go back, you can acknowledge that you wasn't so bad off. But in the moment, you're like, oh, I need to lose weight. And then you weren't even who you are now. You know, you didn't have kids, all the responsibility. And now you're like, man, I should have appreciated myself when I was younger. And you also want to learn, you know, mindfulness skills. You want to have some coping strategies. So whenever you're able to have a negative thought, you want to replace that negative thought with the word of God. I'm not going to say some cute quote. I want you to think about who you are in Christ, because that's going to make you be the warrior, not the warrior, who you are. So you want to have quotes, scriptures, not quotes. When you are, you know, susceptible to maybe like a binge eating session, or when you're feeling vulnerable and you're feeling like you got to put your fat clothes on and you're like, I feel ugly and I feel unworthy. I don't feel pretty. You want to have your artillery already set. You want to know who you really are, because you're not your body. Your body may be a part of you, who you are, to, you know, look normal in this world, but you're more than just your body. You're your intellect. You're your ideas. You're just a purpose that God has put in this earth realm. And again, your body, it's kind of like your costume. So what kind of costume do you want to have? Not a costume where you're masquerading, but I'm just saying like that, but that, because your body is not who you are. Some people have bodies that look really good and you talk to them and you're like, it is like a ghost town in there, you know, or they have like, you know, people bring out the ugly in you, you know, because they are so like rude and narcissistic, you know. So everybody is not like what you look like on the outside is not who you are on the inside. Now, it would be nice. It's a way to have both in all three, because, you know, spirit, soul, body, how they all could be the same. But it does take work. It takes work by renewing your mind. It takes work by being honest with yourself. And it pretty much emptying and unbecoming everything that you thought was going to be your, you know, your next best thing. Like, if you were goal oriented and God is saying, why are you striving so much? You know, but you're like, that's who I am. Maybe that's what you were taught to do. But beginning to go back to the Creator and saying, who did you make me to be? Very humbling, because it's probably not going to be anything who you are. And I want you to also think about changing the channel or changing your focus. Like, if you're focusing on social media all day, you're focusing on your banking account, you're focusing on your academic excellence and your promotion at your job, you know, stop striving so much. Simply just be you. Now, when you're being yourself, those things are not necessarily going to naturally just come out of you where you're going to be successful. But when you're being yourself, that's the bottom line right there. Like, it's nothing better than just being yourself, not being someone to attain something. You know, like, a lot of times we wear these masks. And if you're in 2020 with me right now, you know we're wearing these PPE, protective equipment. We're wearing this equipment, personal protective equipment for safety. But some of us wear mask as other kind of safety because we are fearful of what people are going to find, or we're fearful of knowing like who we really are. So I want you to not think about all who you're not. Think about all of who you are, and never let, you know, your past dictate to you. You can only learn from it. So whatever you lost, it wasn't yours to keep. It was a season in your life, and that season is now over. Sometimes seasons, they read back, but a lot of times when I look back on things in my past, I'm like, I was so limited. You know, like, I cannot believe that I thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread, whether that was a relationship or some job that I put my identity in, and I shouldn't have did that in the first place. So we got to be able to think bigger, and think bigger as in God. God is greater over everything, and we don't have to be so limiting on him, because he can take it. Now, us and people, they gonna change, and it's not gonna be nothing good that come out of that. So stop overthinking when you're just putting more stress on yourself. You're putting more feeling on something than need to be. And I want you to be able to be your best self. And your best self is not going to be the same as mine's or someone else's. But at the same time, it's going to be your best. And when you're doing your best, you can't mess up. You can only get better. But again, it's not a race. It's not a strive. It shouldn't be no struggle. So if you're on the struggle bus, it's time to get off.